Chief Inspector Hannah Dreyer is very satisfied. Thanks to the dedicated support of the special task force that was set up at short notice, the Agneta Helvig case has been solved. As the assisting officers were able to determine, Mrs. Helvig is a highly ambivalent personality. The initial suspicion, as well as impressions from the neighborhood, had at first painted the picture of a charming, trusting, somewhat naive elderly lady. The hostess of the dinner appeared to be the perfect victim for fortune hunters and opportunists. Single, wealthy, elderly, without family, and more than generous toward her supposed friends. Her seemingly best friend, Constanze Bender-Beckmann, allowed herself and her husband to be invited to expensive events and trips. According to a neighbor's statement, she even had a house built in the neighborhood, all at Agneta's expense. Mayari Schumann, hired as a personal art coach and also responsible for managing Agneta Helvig's Instapic account, received designer clothes and valuable items from galleries as gifts. Allegedly, she tyrannized the elderly lady late into the night and pushed her toward increasingly wild rehearsals and exhausting events. Sylvain Rota, who initially drove nothing more than an old battered car, is now equipped with a sleek sports car, runs a luxuriously furnished private occupational therapy practice, works only 2 days a week, and wears elegant clothing and expensive watches. During the course of the investigation, it was uncovered that not only had there been death threats against Agneta Helvig, but that these had been written by her best friend Constanze and her husband Johannes. In the Bender-Beckmann's paper recycling bin, investigators found a donation flyer on which Constanze had pre-written phrases that later appeared on Instapic under the pseudonym Alpha Phantom Rex. Death threats, which they simultaneously defended using their real Instapic accounts, Johnny Boy 1954 and Coco Connie 1956. Suspicious? Yes, at least until the moment investigators discovered several revealing letters in the elderly lady's desk. And at that point, the image of the gentle old lady began to crumble. One of these letters proves beyond doubt that Mrs. Bender-Beckmann had been incited to that action by Mrs. Helvig herself. The smartphone found in the bathroom can, due to the sticker on it, be clearly attributed to Anouk Sartorius. The same cat sticker appears on her doorbell plate. The chat history on the smartphone refers to identical notes that had been found by the housekeeper. One of these notes was also secured during the investigation in the old lady's studio. On the advice of her lover, Mrs. Sartorius informed all involved parties that they had been deliberately deceived. After investigators retrieved the previously mishandled toxicology analysis from Dr. Riegel's laboratory, an object was quickly identified on which traces of a deadly toxin were found. The murder weapon was therefore a glass of water that Agneta drank during her performance. Initial suspicion fell on Mrs. Schumann, who admitted during questioning that she had placed the glass on the piano. The discovery of an SD card hidden inside a book in Agneta's house ultimately revealed that a camera had been concealed in the cat's collar. It turned out that the cat camera had recorded crucial evidence on the evening of the crime. Mrs. Helvig's cat was eventually located at the Bremerberg Animal Shelter, thereby granting access to the camera's video footage. Four individuals could be seen in the recording, each handling a small test tube filled with white powder over the glass of water in question. First, Mayari Schumann, identifiable by the lipstick she had placed on the grand piano, and which she was also seen using during questioning at her front door. Second, Johannes Beckmann, recognizable by the signet ring he wore, the same ring visible in one of the photographs from the evening of the crime, where he stood beside his wife at the piano. Third, Constanze Bender-Beckmann, exposed by the scratch inflicted on her by Mrs. Helvig's cat. In one of the images from that evening, she was wearing a bandage at precisely that spot. The handbag found in the bathroom also belonged to her. Inside it was a handkerchief with which she had wiped away blood, as well as remnants of the bandage. All three individuals are seen pouring a certain amount of the toxin into Mrs. Helvig's glass of water. Mrs. Helvig's friends had undoubtedly endured a number of humiliations. Yet the knowledge that Mrs. Helvig had never seriously intended to name them as primary heirs apparently led them to jointly poison Agneta Helvig. They devised a plan in which each person was meant to contribute.
But who was the fourth person in the video?
One individual hesitated and ultimately decided against adding his contribution to Mrs. Helvig's poisoning. Although the hostess was admitted to the hospital with severe symptoms of poisoning, she did not die. According to the blood analysis, Mrs. Helvig survived solely because only 30 milligrams were administered instead of the lethal dose of 40 milligrams. That fourth person was Silvan Rota. He was identifiable by the gold watch on his wrist. The same watch appears on a receipt found in Mrs. Helvig's house. Due to the engraving, "From your loving mother," it was deduced that the watch had been a gift to Silvan, a form of address that Mrs. Helvig also used in the cat video. Why Mr. Rota hesitated cannot be conclusively proven. What is certain, however, is that Mrs. Helvig indirectly owes her life to him. Thus, all suspects were successfully convicted. Arrest warrants have already been issued. The case file, The Hostess, can now be closed.